We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stars could shine between the lines if you would let yourself go. Find some place you know you can use your words, use your hands. You can change the world, just pretend. Express yourself, take a chance, and you'll see.
It's time to express yourself, where teens talk and the world listens. Presented by Star Style Productions as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. You'll rock to an hour of adolescent fusion with your teen hosts and on-air reporters. Meet and chat with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with subjects regarding anything and everything that you want to know. It's time to kick off the fun with our star teens. Welcome to Express Yourself.
Here's a lesson you should heed, try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. I know you've heard that proverb before, courtesy of William Edward Hickson, and in these trying times, those are some words of wisdom we should still hold on to. Hello and welcome to Express Yourself. We're a program by, for, and with creative young people. A platform to give teens a voice, right here on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Hannah Hundle, and today the theme for our show is the gift of persistence.
And I'm Ryan Sim. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions and brought to you as an outreach service of the Be the Star You Are charity. Each week we bring you a stimulating, mind-bending, motivating program based on a chapter from our award-winning book, Be the Star You Are for Teens, Simple Gifts for Living, Loving, Laughing, Learning, and Leading.
To give us some food for thought on this topic, we are going to read together The Gift of Persistence by Cynthia Bryan. So here it goes. Hope you enjoy. Giving up are two words not in my vocabulary. Growing up on the farm, the eldest of five children, money was scarce, while love and encouragement were in abundance. We all worked on the ranch picking fruit, driving tractors, and caring for the animals according to our age and skill level. I didn't attend preschool or kindergarten because they didn't exist in our area. At 6 years old, I started first grade, where I quickly became enthralled with reading, writing, and learning. As I gained knowledge, I went home to quickly share it with my siblings, helping them learn to read and write before they were even to begin their schooling.
One day in second grade, our teacher talked about an institution of higher learning called college. That night at dinner, I announced to my parents that I want to go to college. They looked at one another and agreed that it would be a great opportunity. However, there was a slight caveat. I would need to figure out a way to earn enough money to finance my own education. No one had ever attended college before in my family.
For weeks, we brainstormed how I would accomplish this feat until finally I had the answer. I would raise chickens and sell the eggs. To my young mind, I reckon that everyone ate eggs. At the ripe old age of 8, I became the chicken lady with a dozen Rhode Island red pullets and a rooster named Chanticleer. I joined 4-H and was the sole member of the poultry project, teaching myself the skills of fowl husbandry.
As soon as my hens began laying, customers lined up to buy my farm fresh eggs, 50 cents for large, 40 cents for medium, and 30 cents for small. Once he understood that I was serious about my new venture, my dad built me larger coops, allowing me to breed and buy more hens, which led to more egg production. Every morning I'd rise at 5 o'clock a.m., don my dad's World War II army jacket over my pajamas, and head to the chicken coops to feed, water, collect, clean, weigh, and box eggs before leaving for school at 7 o'clock a.m. After school each day, my mom would drive me around to deliver my eggs. Then I'd return to the coop in the evening to do it all over again.
I entered my chickens and Chanticleer in county and state fairs and was soon winning blue ribbons. With more exhibitions and shows under my belt, Cynthia's chickens were becoming quite well known. Chanticleer and I were a great team as we won grand champion at every event, helping me become California's champion rooster raiser.
Despite the challenges of fox, raccoon, weasel, skunk, and mountain lion raids, which diminished my cherished flock, as well as freezing and hot spells which killed many birds, I persisted. I hated getting up so early 24/7, earning me the familial title of princess, but I was on a mission to go to college. I budgeted carefully, opening a savings account to deposit every extra penny that wasn't spent on chicken expenses while forgoing personal luxuries. For high school, I learned to sew as another 4-H endeavor so that I could make my own clothes, thus saving more money. It didn't bother me that my nickname was the Chicken Lady or the Egg Lady, even though as a teenager, those aren't titles one would usually choose. Since I was the captain of the cheerleading squad and our school mascot was the Falcon, we named one of my hens Freddy Falcon, and she became our good luck charm, attending the games in her chicken costume.
By my senior year, those 12 chickens grew to over 2,000. By the time I was 18, I had earned enough money from selling eggs to finance my entire university experience. It was not easy, and there were many days that I wanted to give up. The never-ending work was not glamorous. The poop had to be scooped, the coop had to be rebuilt, and the hens needed constant care. Yet by keeping my end goal in mind, I was able to carry on even on the darkest days. I am proud that I didn't give up when the going got tough. My chickens provided me with an irreplaceable education at the Université de Bordeaux, UCLA, University of Hawaii, and Cal Berkeley.
Today, I'm still known as the Chicken Lady and the Egg Lady, as I have a cottage industry of raising a variety of free-range hens to provide farm-fresh eggs at 10 times the cost of my youth to grateful customers. Moreover, I went from chicken poop to chicken coop to being a New York Times bestseller author of Chicken Soup for the Gardener's Soul. That chicken manure certainly makes great fertilizer.
And here's an exercise that you can do called chicken chatter to sort of help you understand the importance of persistence in your own life. Whatever you want in life, you can have if you are willing to work long and hard to achieve it. Remember, dream the dream, write down your plan, get the skills you need, go into action, find a support person, and believe in yourself and all the possibilities that you have to live an extraordinary life. You don't have to raise chickens or have a blue ribbon rooster like Chanticleer, but you do need to have a dream. When the going gets tough, just keep on going. Carry on.
The following poem has helped throughout many detours in my life. Whenever I'm ready to throw in the towel, I reread this advice. Let it guide you to success. The poem is titled Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to cry, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about, when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are, and maybe near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit.
And there's a wonderful quote from Cynthia Bryan at the conclusion of the story that says, "Persistence prevails when all else fails. Never give up on your dreams." Wow, I am so, so very moved by the story, Ryan. I think it really does exemplify how hard work can trump all. And, you know, an enduring belief in yourself and all that you have to offer can really be that impetus that pushes you through all the obstacles. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And this is actually a story that I didn't know about Cynthia, and I didn't know that she was so resourceful in getting to that education. And it just goes to show how even though it may seem like you don't have the opportunities and resources and abilities to achieve something that you want, sometimes it just takes a bit of ingenuity and a bit of just drive to be able to get the things that you want from life. So I think it's really encouraging and really inspiring to hear this story.
Right. And I think another thing it does exemplify is that you won't always have an adult, a mentor, you know, a person just holding your hand through every step of the way. I think quite often you have to craft your own opportunities, sort of architect the life that you want, then go out there and seek these mentors, these people who will help you achieve your dreams because they're already working to achieve them.
And I also feel like what you just said about like an adult not always holding your hand, I think that really reflects on the college experience that we've both been experiencing. Mm. And I don't know if I'm speaking for just me personally, but I feel like definitely you have to really persist when it comes to going to these institutions of higher learning, and you really have to take it upon yourself to get that education. So I think that even before Cynthia Bryan was able to attend one of these institutions, she was really showing that successful mindset that it takes to be a successful college student.
Yes. You know, I think that's a key phrase right there, the successful mindset, believing that you are capable of and worthy of achieving, you know, great prosperity and success in your life. You have to have that belief. That belief is the seed from which your success, you know, in the physical manifestations of your life will ultimately flower. It all starts with that seed of belief. And I think you speak for so many people, myself included, when you say that college is an experience of really getting out there and breaking down doors and building bridges and tearing down fences and establishing these relations and connections and meeting new people and finding new opportunities sort of from your own impetus. I mean, you know, I can say that we have such wonderful opportunity here at Harvard, Ryan, and I'm sure you'd agree with that. But it's certainly not handed to us. I would say that these opportunities exist and we're made aware of them, you know, from meeting incredible people who come to give talks to getting involved with amazing projects with faculty and professionals here. You know, of course, these opportunities exist, but there's no one sort of knocking on our door and dragging us out and making us go participate. That impetus comes from within.
Right. And I feel like it's just so important to, like you said, have that initial belief and then not just have that belief, but to really act upon it. So I guess I'll just start leading into how, if you want more stories and encouraging chapters like these, check out our award-winning book, Be This Star You Are for Teens, Simple Gifts for Living, Loving, Laughing, Learning, and Leading. During the break, everyone be sure to check out our brand new radio site at Express Yourself Teen Radio for photos, descriptions, links, and more. I'm Ryan Sim.
And I'm Hannah Hundle. Also, please visit our charity site at btsya.org and watch our fun and informative videos at youtube.com/be the star you are. Stay right here with us as we continue our conversation with the Disney Channel star on the topic of persistence. Stay tuned.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com for information. That's ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. What's cooking? Join Kid Chef Eliana for Cool Kids Cook. Eliana is one of the youngest published cookbook authors and will show you that there are all kinds of goodness in food, beyond the chicken nuggets and fries. On our show, we'll discover cuisine from around the world, learn some great cooking techniques, speak with some of the world's top chefs, and share recipes. Kid Chef Eliana is here for you on Cool Kids Cook every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Bon appetit!
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Welcome back to our uplifting and inspiring program. I'm Hannah Hundel, and you are listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids Network, brought to you by Be the Star You Are charity.
And I'm Ryan Sinth. Today, our show is all about persistence. Persistence is key to crafting a life that's full of passion and meaning for you. Oftentimes, we can find the strength to be persistent by examining the success stories of others.
And to that end, we are so very delighted to welcome our first guest to the program today, Camille McFadden. Camille currently stars on the Disney Channel original series, Casey Undercover, as Zendaya's younger brother. The series comes back for its second season this spring.
Camille ventured upon the stage at the age of 6 and has loved performing ever since. He auditioned for Youth Ensemble of Atlanta, a professional theater company, at the age of 8. YEA was the springboard for him into the world of entertainment and gave him the confidence to become a triple threat. YEA gave him the training it took to become comfortable with acting, singing, and dancing, leading him to have a burning passion for his work and giving him the ability to accomplish his dream of working with Tyler Perry and eventually wanting to have his own television show.
Camille, we are truly thrilled to welcome you to the program today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So first things first, tell us, what is it like to work on the set of Casey Undercover?
Oh, man, it's amazing to work on the set of Casey Undercover. We are such a family atmosphere, and I feel that is one of the reasons why people love the show so much, is because the family atmosphere that we have off set shows and translates very well on screen. So I'm just super blessed and grateful to be a part of such an amazing show.
Tell me a little bit more about that family atmosphere, because that sounds really incredible. Like, how close are you with your co-stars? And talk a little bit about the camaraderie that goes around that show.
We are so close, honestly. We all laugh and joke throughout the week leading up to our episodes, the recording of our episodes. You know, we just have a good time and we feed off each other's energy. I am so close with all of the cast members. We hang out after a set. We go to, you know, eat Thai food and go to the movies. So, you know, we set up events to participate in outside of work. So, you know, it's not just a working relationship. You know, we're building something that'll last far when the show is over.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. So you talked a little bit about this atmosphere of supportiveness that surrounds this show and all of you co-stars. Can you tell us a little bit about the supportiveness of your family and your friends? Have they how they've been with you on this journey? How proud are they?
Oh, they are so proud, and I'm so thankful for them. Without my mom, none of this would be possible. She, you know, saw something in me and believed enough to uproot our lives in Atlanta, Georgia, to move out here and pursue my dreams, bigger and better things. And I'm just glad that they worked out. And like I said, that she was so supportive, and my brother and my grandma and all of my family and friends, that they were just so supportive of me and, you know, have not changed or tried to take advantage of my success and what is coming and what will continue to come.
So as the theme of this show today is about persistence, and you touched upon it a little bit about moving to LA and uprooting, how difficult was it for you to move to LA? And did that move really cement for you that it was your passion for acting that you really wanted and you really wanted to pursue acting?
It definitely cemented my passion, but it was very difficult to move. I was 15 when I moved out here, so I was still in school. I was homeschooled, have been homeschooled since middle school. So it was difficult to move out here and not have any friends. You know, that's not, you know, speaking on the career side of it, just personally, it was just very difficult for me to, you know, to have a life outside of my career, because, you know, even though this is something that I love and it flows through me, I like to separate myself, you know, from time to time and hang out with friends on the weekend. So first moving out here was very difficult because the friends that I had in Atlanta, you know, I'm not in that close proximity with them anymore. So it was very difficult to adjust, but I'm glad I stayed out here. Like you said, the passion for the arts is what brought me out here, and I knew that coming out here. So just the opportunities that I got and that I had to work through, it's just great to see it come to fruition.
That's so very true. And did your whole family make the move with you? Because I understand your brother is a superstar in his own right.
Yes, yes, he is.
Is he playing for, I think, what team is he playing for now? I think your brother
plays for the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is so great that you all have found success in your own right. And I think, you know, our show's theme of persistence today, you are the most perfect guest to talk about that, because, you know, this acting career, being on a Disney Channel show, it's a long haul. It's a long time coming. And, you know, to that end, I wonder what really drew you to the role of Ernie Cooper? What did you find exciting about this role, and why was it something that you really wanted to do once you got to LA?
Man, you know, I received the script, and, you know, sometimes you just read a script and you just feel parts of yourself throughout that character that you relate to, and things that you could bring to the character that someone else probably couldn't. And with this role, is that's what I felt, you know, that I could just bring a different type of energy to the character. You know, he is an underdog, but the way that it's played and the way that the energy that I brought to it, you don't feel bad for him because he still holds his head high. You know, he's still, his family is still proud of him. And, you know, he still continues to try his hardest to be the best he can be. And, you know, I saw some of myself in that. And I think that's what really connected me to the role.
So going off of that and kind of touching on your parents' role in your success a little bit more. Obviously, your parents supported the dreams and goals of their children with you and your brother. Can you talk a little bit more about how they helped you specifically to strive to live your dreams? And also, did they always encourage you to push on and keep going for those dreams?
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely pushed me to pursue my dreams, but not too much. I was still in control. My mom used to always say, whenever you want to let this go, you let me know. You know, she was always supportive. One of the biggest things that she gave up is, you know, her dream, what she wanted to do. You know, she sacrificed so much for me and my brother. You know, she sowed into our dreams. And, you know, I just appreciate her so much, more than I could ever say. She is a superwoman to me, you know, just like I said, moving out here on this leap of faith is really what it was. And, you know, this turning out so great. I'm just happy for that, you know, that came true. And, you know, that the sacrifice wasn't in vain, you know, that something came out of it. And, you know, she still continues to support me and guide me throughout life. career-wise and personal. So, you know, I just appreciate her so much.
That's really incredible. It's so amazing how wonderful you speak about, you know, what she gave up for you and your brother. But I think you've also opened up so many wonderful, exciting opportunities for her, too. For example, I know you got to go out of the country and perform a 6-day tour in China. Yes. When you were part of the Youth Ensemble of Atlanta. Is that fun for your family to come with you to these events, or?
With that particular event, my mom didn't. She wasn't able to come because she was still working, providing for my brother. So I went, you know, with the guidance and the oversight of a lot of other of the family members of the other theater members and, you know, the directors of the theater company, choreographers, they all looked out for me. So I took a lot of pictures, you know, I got gifts for him, you know, so they were still with me. So it's awesome to be in a position where I can invite my family to come and, you know, share in these new experiences, you know, going to different cities in different countries, you know, just together. It's really wonderful.
So I guess I have a question about the audition process. I want to know if you sent in any videotapes, what was it like? Was it in person? Did an agent help? And could you just maybe give us a little bit of details on how you were able to kind of just go through that process?
Okay. I did the audition in person. The crazy thing is that I was on Twitter and I saw that there was a casting call for this new show that Zendaya was going to lead in. You know, and I obviously knew her from Shake It Up. And I thought to myself, wow, that would be crazy if I had an audition for this. And the crazy thing is, a few days later, my agent called me and she said, you have an audition for Zendaya's new show. And I went in there. This is a crazy story. I actually did not do well in the audition at all. You know, I came in there. I prepared as much as I possibly could. For some reason, things just were not going right. The casting director would, you know, guide me and give me certain directions, and I would, you know, try my hardest to fulfill those wishes of what she wanted, and it just didn't come across. And I went home after the audition, and, you know, I was just very disappointed in myself because I knew that I could do better than I had done. And, you know, I just prayed and I was just like, I need another chance just to show them, you know, my ability, that that's not who I am. Never mind if I am still eligible for the role. I just want to show them that, you know, that I have an ability that is way bigger than this, you know, kind of a shortcoming. So, I was granted a second audition, and I came in so prepared. I demolished the audition, and the executive producer said to me, wow, this is a brand new person. This is not even the same person as last time. So, you know, that persistence, I definitely prayed about it and I did the work. I grinded. I spent a lot of time on the script, you know, taking the directions that was given in the first audition that I didn't successfully do, I put that into you know, my work schedule the second time. So, and it really showed my progress. So I was excited that I, you know, just had another opportunity and I was able to show them, you know, what I can really do. And it turned out for the better. So I'm assuming it.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you so much, Camille, for sharing all these words of inspiration. And everyone, I want you to stay tuned because after the break, we're going to find out more about how Camille is utilizing his skills, his talents, his passion, and his never-ending persistence to make the most of his career. And during the break, I want you to connect with the star of Disney's Casey Undercover by checking out his Instagram at Camille_McFadden and his Twitter by the same username, which again is Camille_McFadden. I'm Hannah Hundle.
And I'm Ryan Sim. Support our show and these amazing segments by giving a donation to Be the Star You Are charity that brings you this program. For more info on how to do this, go to www.bethestaryouare.org and follow our blog. Again, that website is www.bethestaryouare.org. Also remember to visit our new radio site, expressyourselfteenradio.com. When we come back from our break, we will talk more of the energetic and awesome Camille McFadden. So don't go anywhere.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on Voice America Kids Channel. Your hosts, the Kids First Film Critics, preview all the latest movies before they're released, interview stars on the red carpet, and share their reviews with you so you can make informed decisions about what you select to see. Our reporters, ages 7 to 16, will bring you a kid's perspective on these films. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit expressyourselfteenradio.com for information. That's expressyourselfteenradio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids Channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit expressyourselfteenradio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Thank you for staying with us here at Voice America Kids. Our program is Express Yourself, giving youth across the world a voice to be listened to. Today's topic is the gift of persistence. I'm Ryan Sim.
And I'm Hannah Hundle, and we've been having a great discussion so far about persistence with Camille McFadden, a star of the Disney Channel series Casey Undercover. And since Camille has been able to find success with his work, with his relentless passion for all the arts, we're returning with him with another conversation to learn more about his experiences in acting. So Camille, I know in the last segment you mentioned that you were able to secure yourself a second audition for the part. How did that happen? Because that's usually not the case.
I feel that I have built a reputation with the casting director, and she knows my potential. And I just didn't live up to it in that first audition. So I felt that she put a lot of faith into me to show the executive producer why I was even thought about for this role. And I feel that the executive producer also had some faith in me as well, because I had auditioned for another one of his shows. So I was just glad to have the opportunity to try again and really, really show them that, you know, I am the right guy for this part.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think those are some important words of wisdom, particularly for our young listeners out there. This notion that you really have to build connections and positive relationships with
everyone. Say that again, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to mention that I think that, you know, what the story that you just told, I think in that is some great words of advice for our young listeners out there. This notion that you really have to build connections and positive relations with everyone, because you never know who's going to be that help to you for your success, right? So you really have to be kind and respectful and build great relationships with everyone, because you never know who's going to come to your rescue, you know, when you most need it.
Right. So you definitely have to live life being very nice and kind to people, because a lot of times what people don't realize is that even though I'm on this job, there may be somebody who's working at a lower level on this job that I may have not been nice to. And later on in my career, when this show is over, they are in a power position and they remember how I treated them when they were at one of those lower positions. And that will be the deciding factor. So you definitely have to keep that in mind.
Right. And I think that also speaks to this idea that there are so many people working behind the scenes for our success. You know, I can even say that for this radio program, because the listeners hear Ryan and I, and, you know, now you as our guest, but they don't know that we have a whole team of star people behind the scenes working to make this happen.
Yeah.
And just touching upon the whole idea of other people helping you out and really leading you to be able to find success, I'm just wondering, who are some people, famous or that are in your life, that inspire you to work harder and persist no matter what difficulties that you come into?
Definitely my castmates. You know, being around them, you can't help but to gain some of their experience and, you know, some of their tips and tricks as far as with scripts. You know, Zendaya is definitely a huge person who I gain a lot of experience from. You know, her being a producer on the show, I learned a lot of things, and us being so close in age, she is like my big sister. So, you know, having her in my life, she definitely inspires me. And my mother does as well. You know, I can't forget her. My brother, him being where he is, sometimes when you have two children, one child may, you know, excel at one thing and the other may be in the shadows. I'm just happy, you know, that he was able to, you know, find his own light. And I'm glad that we are able to support each other in a way, you know, that is would make our mom proud. You know, we support each other no matter what, and we love to see each other succeed.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And, you know, it looks like you have support coming in from all sides. And I also know that you have some people in the industry that you aspire to. I know you got to actually achieve your dream of working with Tyler Perry. Tell us a little bit about that.
That was amazing. It happened so quickly. I a few weeks before I wrote down some of my goals, that goal was achieved within that time. I had an audition and he loved me. I was on one episode, and then as I was still filming the first episode, they were like, we want to bring you back for another episode. So, you know, that was an amazing, incredible experience to achieve a goal that I had written down so quickly.
So, speaking to you writing that goal down, do you believe that it's a good thing to be writing these goals down? And while you're at it, do you feel like other goals throughout your acting career so far have also been achieved?
I definitely feel that writing down goals will help. It makes it tangible. So it makes it to where it is within reach. You are able to achieve that goal, and you can cut the goals in half. So you have a larger goal, and you could break it down into little steps to achieve that goal, you know. So it's like a ladder. And I also feel that I have achieved other, you know, goals, being on TV and making a difference. You know, is definitely a goal that I have, and still working towards the goal of having my own TV show. And, you know, being on this show, I take experiences and ideas, and just like what was mentioned, the atmosphere of it, so that can be recreated when I, you know, have my show.
Yes, yes. And you mentioned being able to make a difference, you know, being in the spotlight. And I think that's so important to understand that, you know, especially being on a show with a primarily adolescent teen child audience, you are a role model, you know, by the virtue of it. And so how do you think you've been able to sort of utilize your spotlight to make a difference? And tell us a little bit about connecting with fans. What's the response been like to the show?
The response to the show has been amazing. What I've noticed is that a lot of the parents watch the show, and they come up to me instead of the kids, because, you know, the kids sometimes are afraid to approach me, you know, with all, like all, celebrities, you know, you never know how they will react. So I understand being a little leery or cautious about your approach, but, I just love the fact that, you know, parents and their children, they're able to watch the show together. You know, it really is a bond, and I feel like I have been able to, use my status to, you know, for things that I feel need, to be changed, to help change, you know?
So,
like self-confidence is a big thing that, is a big thing that I touch on. I have this thing called Melanin Monday.
I was just going to ask
Instagram.
You about that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have this thing on Instagram called Melanin Monday. And, you know, it's just something to promote love and positivity, you know, love for each other and for yourself. Because I know, you know, this world is full of hate, and it's become so easy for people to say hateful things than to say nice things. So, you know, just to you know, be a difference maker, make a change in the world, you know. So I just continue to find things and use my power or status for good, you know, to change the world and help people, because that's really, we are all we have. So, you know, if we don't help each other, then we're hurting ourselves, really.
Oh, totally. And the fact that you can utilize social media for this purpose, you can get so many kids involved in this. And I was actually looking at your sort of movement, and I think it's so inspiring, you know, people tweeting, posting pictures of themselves, you know, because often, we talk a lot about having, you know, confidence and self-esteem from the inside, but you also have to love yourself from the outside. You have to love yourself from all ends. And it's so wonderful that someone like you, with the spotlight on you, is highlighting an issue like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just to accept your flaws, like nobody's perfect, and we all know this. So we all have things, internal or external, that are quote unquote wrong. You know, so just to show people that we all have this, we're all in this together. So you pointing out my flaws doesn't help, because I already know that I have them. So that, you know, just this movement helps to eliminate that shame of having flaws, because everybody has them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I guess what I want to ask you is, what was one of your most rewarding acting experiences, and why was it so rewarding? Because it sounds like you've had a lot of impacts that you've made outside of acting directly. And I wanted to just touch upon, like, what do you feel like, if there's like a small moment that really encapsulates a lot of the experiences that you've been talking about, what would that be?
I feel like that moment that changed my life, and, you know, that really stood out to me, is the moment where I bombed the audition and, you know, I was given a second chance. You know, that speaks to persistence. Yes. I feel so much because I could have just given up and been like, oh man, I did that. I did so terrible. I give up. I quit. You know, Michael Jordan, he is one of the best basketball players ever. You know, he got cut from his high school basketball team. He could have said, you know what? I don't want to play basketball ever again. I don't want to be in a gym. I don't want to touch a basketball ever. I don't want to watch it. But he didn't. He said, you know what? I'm going to come back harder and put in more work and more dedication and have more sacrifices to give, you know? So I feel like that really, that is the moment that stands out to me. And I feel that makes me who I am. And that makes me so much more grateful for this opportunity. Yes. Is because I know how hard I had to work to get this. And that split second decision of me, either, you know, kind of fight or flight, saying either I'm going to fight for this project or I'm just going to give up, you know?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for this awesome conversation today, Camille. Persistence is definitely an essential ingredient for success. And what you've shared today is an impressive testament to that. During the break, be sure to check out our charity site at btsya.org, which stands for Be the Star You Are 501c3 Literacy and Positive Media Charity.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com for information. That's ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here at Voice America Kids. I'm Ryan Sim, and our program is Express Yourself. Today, the theme for our show is the gift of persistence.
And I'm Hannah Hundel. For this segment, Ryan and I will be having a conversation on how we attempt to keep persisting in our lives. And back in the first segment, we talked a little bit about how college really paved the way for the usage of persistence. because now, you know, for a lot of people, for the first time ever, you were sort of on your own two feet. You were waking up every day, hitting the ground running, making your own decisions, architecting a life that you're really proud of. And, you know, I think in college, I will say one thing where, you know, very recently, for example, persistence has come into my life in terms of finding summer opportunities for myself and finding internships and programs that I want to be involved in. And maybe, Ryan, you can affirm this as well. It's so much about having the know-how and that can-do spirit to get out there and to identify people and groups that you want to work with, to pitch to them, to sort of market your skills and your abilities, and to have confidence in those skills and those abilities to be able to do an effective job. It's a sort of multi-tiered aspect to this, but you really have to, I think, first have the confidence in what you have to offer and then get out there and offer it.
I definitely agree. I feel like we were talking about a little bit earlier, you really aren't spoon-fed anymore. And you really don't get, like, these opportunities aren't just handed to you. And I feel like you mentioned, it's been very difficult to be looking for these summer opportunities these days. Because I remember I read before somewhere, someone aptly summarized it. They said that in order to get these jobs and these internships as a college student, you need to have experience. But in order to get the experience, you need to be able to get that internship and job to begin with. So, like, it's kind of like a never-ending cycle. That
a catch
seems
22.
To be a catch 22 that's sort of against you to begin with. But I think that instead of viewing it as just like a hopeless situation, like what you mentioned, having that persistence and having that belief in yourself that you can do it and that you have something to offer really helps you break through that cycle and helps you to still find opportunities and experiences out there.
I want to share a quote from Calvin Coolidge that I think will give us some great food for thought on this topic. He said, "Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent." And I think that quote is really, this whole theme of persistence is applicable to, I would say, everyone. Because I think no matter, you know, we're talking about finding internships and programs and projects, that exciting projects that we want to get involved with. There's persistence in waking up every day and going to your job. There's persistence, you know, for all the great mothers and dads out there, you know, waking up every day and making sure your kids and there's food on the table for your children and the family's running right. There's persistence for getting up every day and making it to your 9-to-5 job. Even for young children, there's persistence in school, making sure you get that homework done and that you're learning and you're making the most of all the opportunities for social interaction from kindergarten onward. I think persistence is such a universally applicable theme, and it can apply to so many areas of our lives.
Absolutely. And I couldn't resist but also talk a little bit about the radio experiences that we're having in college as well, because I think that, not to pat ourselves on the back or anything, but I think that we definitely needed to have persistence in being able to get the infrastructure of a radio show going, because we definitely, I think, were not like told that we like what we had to do within the radio, but because we believed that we wanted to get people's stories out there during Harvard Radio with our program called Polylog, in which we try and engage members of the Harvard community and the members of just the community at large in a conversation with one another. I think that our efforts in doing that and our efforts in trying to get that framework started are definitely a testament to persistence. And I think that it'd be just really cool to see how that pans out in the coming years. And I'm excited to do this program with you, Hannah, especially after doing this so far, so long with you.
Yes, persistence in getting interviews and getting the whole program together. It takes a team to run a show. And you know, I think persistence all across the board amongst all members, learning the skills of radio, finally learning how to operate the switchboard and engineer our own shows, all of those things, I think they were new to us, but our love of radio prevailed and persistence prevailed.
And unfortunately, we have no more time. So thanks to Star Style Productions, Cynthia, Brian, Be the Star You Are, and our Voice America Kids crew, especially our engineer, Mike. Thanks to our guests and reporters from across the world. And thank you, our listeners, for making us a top-rated program. I'm Ryan Sim.
And I'm Hannah Hundle. You have been listening to Express Yourself, an on-air global community where teens talk and the world listens. For more info on our creative community, go to btsya.org. Until next week, remember, be kind, be persistent, and be here. Speak up, speak out, and express yourself.
Thanks for joining us this week on Express Yourself, produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, be sure to visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Please join us again next Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, when teens talk and the world listens on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, remember to express yourself.
Stars could shine between the lines if you would let yourself go. Find someplace you know.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.